There aren't many news stories these days which leave you speechless, but today there is an exception. I was absolutely stunned and saddened to read that an Australian baby has been slaughtered by Islamic State. These scumbags killed a baby in cold blood because its father, an Australian Islamic State fighter, was trying to leave the terror group. The baby's father had apparently made contact with Australian authorities to try to get out of the Middle East. ISIL troops found out, so they murdered the man's innocent child. We don't know the age, gender or identity of the baby or how it died. The federal government is refusing to comment on the details, but Attorney General George Brandis has told the Daily Telegraph he condemns any parent who takes their child to a war zone. Now, I don't have sympathy for the idiots who go to fight for Islamic State. And if they get themselves killed, well, so be it. That's life. But these children did not decide to go. And it's just totally unjust and unfair that you've got children caught up in all of this mess who end up being victims themselves. These animals slaughtered a little baby. The federal government is expecting a rise in foreign fighters trying to leave Islamic State as the terror group slowly loses its grip on power in Iraq and Syria. We're dealing with some of the most evil people to ever walk on this planet. And it is one of those stories that when you're confronted with the details of it, even though details are thin on the ground, you just sit there in shock and in silence.